yet to come. The others went, leaving Ram, Blade, and me. I looked at Blade. Well done, Blade. Very well done. He nodded. He knew that. How are your friends taking it? Swan and Mather were off with their band of Radish's guards. He shrugged.
Taking the long view.
Hmm?
Taglios will be there after the Black Company goes. They've set down roots there.
Understandable. Will they be trouble? Blade chuckled.
They don't even want to trouble Shadow Spinner. If there was any way, they'd be running their tavern and staying out of everybody's way.
But they take their pledge to the Radisha seriously.
As seriously as you take your contract.
Then it behooves me to make sure there's no tension. He grunted.
Shadows don't need ideas.
True. Tomorrow, then. He rose, went. Ram, let's take a ride. Ram groaned. In about 100 years, maybe, he would make a horseman. We were both in armor still, uncomfortable as that was. I touched up the glamours. We rode among the men. Had to keep their minds fixed on me. I paused to thank men who had been pointed out as having done well. When the show was over, I returned to my own place in the camp, indistinguishable from any other, and gave myself up to night's dreams. I was sick again. Ram did his best to keep it from the men. I noticed Narion whispering with Sindhu about it. I did not care at the moment. Sindhu glided away, presumably to tell Blade. Narion came over.
Perhaps you ought to consult a physician.
You have one handy? His grin was a shadow of itself.
No, there isn't one here.
Which meant some of the wounded would die needlessly, often as not victims of their own home remedies. Medical discipline had been something Croker had started pounding into his men when they were learning to keep in step, and he'd been right. I have dealt with a great many soldiers and armies. Infection and disease are deadlier enemies than foreign arms. Determined health discipline had been one of the strengths of the company before Croker's passing. Pain. Damn me. It still hurt. I had never grieved over anybody before. It was light enough to drive away bats and shadows. Narayan, are they fed? Damn the sickness. Let's get them moving.
Where are we going?
Get Blade. I'll explain. He got Blade. I explained. I rode out with the cavalry, leaving Blade to bring the rest. I headed east 10 miles, turned into the hills. Crows followed. I was not concerned about crows. They were not reporting to the Shadow Masters. 10 miles into the hills, I halted. I could see part of the plain. Dismount. Rest. Keep the noise down. Cold food. Ram, come with me. I moved forward. Quiet. There may be pickets. We did not encounter any before I could see the whole panorama. There had been changes. When we had come before, the hills had been green with farms and orchards. Now they were spotted brown, especially to the south. The canals were not delivering water as they should. Ram, get those 2 Red Rumel men, Abda and whatever his name is. He went. I studied the prospect. Shadow Spinner's camps and siege works surrounded the city.